This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, host of Conspiracy-Cafe.com. Site for you to get into and see some of the things we're talking about. I hear we were double booked with Max and we were trying to still capture him. It was probably an issue with the time zones because it's such a large difference. It's crack of dawn over there. I believe, as I just looked at it, it's 7 a.m. In Hisville, and that's Friday morning, and quite a bit different for us. I do know some of the points he wants to bring up, and if necessary, I'll go through them. But just to get started, something that really rings into my heart is I came across a video this morning called Seattle is Dying. And it's, you know, just put up on the 19th of March, and it's already got like close to 2 million views. And it gets into all the details of the drug problem, the crime problems that are going on in Seattle. And these are in cities all across the Union. This is here in Canada as well. I look at Toronto to a great extent, not near as bad as this, but as just being an open-air prison and mental asylum. And being someone who fights the first revolution to look at things a different way, I always try to understand and determine, like, what's going on? And what I determined from seeing the treatment that the criminals get with kid gloves by the courts, by governments, and the police pretty much being forced into going along with it, is that for some reason they have some sort of special status. And thinking about the money and where the money goes, it didn't take me too long to come up with another alternative thought to say, well, I think basically what we're seeing here are these people are tax collectors for the narcotics industry. Because you and I won't go out and buy narcotics. So they steal our money, steal our property, sell it, and buy narcotics with it. So ultimately, that's what they are. And because the narcotics industry and organized crime and the mob rub elbows with guys like Tony Blair in England and other politicians all over the world, that it's probably being done to juice their bank accounts in a lot of these paradise places as well, which may include Panama. And that's why you get catch and release with the courts. And that's why administrations are tying the police hands behind their back so that, you know, if they do go into jail, they're released immediately or the next day. And that was something that was brought up in the Seattle video. And one of the worst cases was there was an ex-convict from California who did 19 years for heinous crimes, was released, goes to Seattle, and starts committing minor crimes. He gets picked up. He's always let go. And then one time when he's let go, he breaks into this woman's residence. She's in like an assisted living place. She's a senior citizen. He gets his way through the screen and sexually assaults her violently for 50 or 60 minutes. And then just gets away. And, well, of course, he's caught then, because I imagine they have DNA evidence or something like that, that they're able to identify him, and then they find out, like, he was just in custody, he was just let go, he was actually arrested in front of the courthouse, the previous issue. And here he's out again, doing all this stuff. And there's just legions of people all over the city living in tents, totally committed to living a drug lifestyle and raising the money through any type of crime that they can muster. It was just absolutely shocking, really. But what's more shocking is I think the real reason behind it is these people are actually getting kid glove treatment so that they can raise money for organized crime, holding hands with administrations, district attorneys, judges, for a reason. I can't see that there could be any other explanation for it, really. So I have a copy of that on my website. It's well worth having a look at. It's an amazing video, and it probably reflects inner-city USA and many cities here in Canada and all through Europe and around the world. This is the way it's going down now. Max got in a lot of trouble down under. You know, they pulled his YouTube uploading privileges on his channel, so he can't put up anything new at his YouTube thing, the Crow House. So he has an old YouTube site called AOD Crow House, but he has no way to tell anybody to go and look there because he can't access his present one. And he put up this video. They don't want you to see in the New Zealand mosque shooting video, and it's not CGI. So he's very, very against the fact that what we're seeing is computer generated. So his revolution as an expert in filming, because he's worked on many, many major Hollywood productions in his younger years, and he is an expert at that. It says what we're seeing, or what the problem of what we're not seeing, like shell cases that disappear in midair and things that just don't jive in our time space as we're looking at them, is we're seeing a problem of compression with the video. Is the video is being compressed, and a lot of the frames are missing. And another part of the issue is the fact that there's low bandwidth where he is, and this is a high bandwidth production, and that's losing some of the luster from this recording. So that's his expert opinion or scientific analysis of this. He says when you put this video through a filter, which are, you know, things that he has at his fingertips and he has an ability to use. I've known a person before who was a special effects master with the motion picture industry, and I was just amazed at the things that they could do. What we did together was is he deconstructed the 7-7 picture of the terrorist going onto the tube station and took it apart on his computer to show us that it was a designed picture. This isn't a real picture. Some of it's even painted in. And that the terrorist at the back has some major anomalies. He's standing near a fence with bars, steel bars, and one bar is in front of his chest, one bar is behind his ears, goes in one ear and out the other ear, and another one is behind his back. So they're in three different places. So this is he's been inserted in there, and not very well. It's a pretty childish application, and you can see a mixing of pixels on the top of his head that they took two different pictures and put them together. So when he takes all this apart on his computer, you know, we come down to the fact that this is manufactured evidence that went around the world. Everybody saw it. Everyone was lured to believe that these were terrorists and this is what really happened. But it didn't happen that way with that evidence and those people. What Max found in the video is quite surprising. And he had snippets of it on his recording that he made for himself. And there was a handler that he describes caught 5 or 6 times in the background, someone in a red suit or some type of red clothing, which really sticks out in the gray brick and, you know, dark colors of what's around. It just sticks out like a sore thumb that in many, many instances you see this person. Who is this person? And I've seen this before in other pictures of terrorist events where you see someone in the background that looks like a handler. And I'd have to say, you probably got something there. Another thing that came along is the camera picked up a car, close-up shot of the front license plate. And that car did leave the scene in the video and go somewhere else. And his speculation is it was the handler leaving the scene. And there's some orange traffic cones in the road that were knocked over that show where the car actually left from. And then it's in an empty spot now. So we have the marker plate as well. It was Foxtrot Quebec Hotel 875. And a friend of mine looked it up on, you know, our civilian ability to trace plates. It belonged to a 2001 Toyota Will, the silver station wagon. And, you know, so we got everything, the VIN number and all that sort of thing. The only thing we don't have, of course, is the registered owner's name. And I imagine that's classified as a state secret now. But it did have 8 owners in New Zealand. 4 of them were dealers and 4 of them were private owners. So who was the last owner? We don't know. Could it even be that they've met some sort of demise, perhaps, as the saying goes? That's quite possible, too. Another big thing that Max alluded to, and we see it, I have pictures on my blog page from the Daily Mail. They're always good at having all these, you know, wonderful close-up pictures of these events. And I think the better the photographs we have, the more likely we're to infer that something's going on. Because It's like doing nature photography. It's really hard to capture a wild animal in the middle of doing something. Very, very hard. It's also very hard to capture an on-the-spot crime or event that happens in the street. Unless you're pre-positioned there and waiting for it, then it's a lot easier. But these pictures were so sanitized, and the people in them look confused. It looks like they're being led and orchestrated. So he said there was a drill at the time. The drill went live, and these pictures seem to show the drill so that the Daily Mail and other news media were peddling fake pictures, pictures of the drill, not pictures of what actually happened, because that would be it's another thing to get past the police lines. So when the police put up a corridor or lines around something, you just don't get past. You know what? If you think you're going to, like, you're probably going to be pile-drived into the ground and dragged away in irons, because that just isn't going to happen. So all these people just seem to wander about. They're dazed. They're confused. They look like they're waiting for direction. None of them have any blood on them. None of them look like they're in any sort of shock trauma or anything like that. I've seen more shock trauma from, a bunny being run over on the street, never mind that these people were involved in some sort of mass shooting. So if this was real, and he says it was real from what he observed as he converted this video, that bloodstains are there, there are shell casings and the like, well, then these people should be in a state of shock. They should have blood on them. They should be panicky, crying, you know, all this other thing, possibly even holding wounds. From stampeding out of the way, like when something like that happens, like you just charge out of the way, you're going to fall, people are going to have scratches, bruises, be cut, some contusions and the like. It just goes without saying, and your face is going to be panicked, and it's probably going to take hours to get that off, if you even can. It might take a couple of days before you start to filter, to relax your facial muscles enough that you can just look like a normal person again. And so I find it very difficult to believe, based on those pictures, that that's the real deal. So if it is the drill, that makes sense. It's logical. But it is not the real deal. And if they're banning the real deal and we can't see the real deal, it's like Mike Adams said, we can see the president's head get blown off in Dallas, but we can't see anything related to these videos. So is part of it the fact that they faked a lot of it and put it together with something else? Or is it really real and they're protecting us and hiding the culprits that are available to be seen by all, and that those with reflective minds can start asking questions? That's one thing I know, is we can't trust them, not even for a moment, because they lie. They always lie. That's their modus operandi. Anyway, we're coming up to some music, and we're going to have a break, and we'll join you on the other side. Thanks for coming to Power Our Nation, one nation under God.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-8444. 844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm the guest host from Canada, George Bryan, and it looks like we lost Max in the time zone changes, and that may have been part of my fault getting it started. When I was looking at the times, I was thinking Sydney, and he's in Brisbane, and but he said, don't worry, it's all good, and so I just assumed he knew that there was an hour difference between the two or not, and it's just a shame, really, because he does add a lot of luster to this. One of the other big things that he picked out and was reporting on was the fact that Facebook was down before this happened. And while it was down, they changed all the algorithms because it is not permissible or allowed for anyone, and they catch you in almost real time, to post anything that's violent, hateful, disgusting, or anything that the New World Order has determined to be unshareable. And the fact that this guy could live stream a mass killing and get by all the algorithms that are put in place to sort of protect us from this sort of thing has to be by design. That it was made to happen that way. And when they brought it down, it was probably set up so this one, when it is restored, when Facebook came back on scene, that this was the first top video pick for everyone and everything, so that they could have maximum shock effect against everyone. So that you would just come begging to the government to please take away all my freedoms. Please have all the tech heads completely obliterate anything and everything to do with freedom of speech on social media, so that no one can ever form a thought that goes against globalism, the New World Order, or might even begin to support maybe President Trump or people who are non-globalists, because you can't say Republican, because all the parties are hook, line, and sinker with the global government at this point in time in the world. There are only two political powers. There's nationalism and internationalism. It's probably been like that since, President Wilson and him coming up with the League of Nations and such after World War I, which is primarily why these world wars are fought, is to create the crisis to propose the solution of having a world government to end war. But even as a much younger, naive person, you know, I've heard of things called civil wars, and they're usually more brutal than any other type of war. So what would ever protect us from having an international world cabal government and not having a civil war within between two competing factions vying for control of said world government, because they rule by decree anyway with their little cabals? So that didn't really seem to me to be a solution. I recall a solution in 1776 that was much more different. We have a government of, by, and for the people. Now, the most important thing for children to learn in a homeschooling scenario is they are the government. That's not the government. I like sometimes when, a citizen or person makes an arrest or something like that, and, the media comes after them. What allows you to take the law into your own hands? Well, the law is supposed to be in your own hands, collectively, jointly, which makes it cumbersome, but it is the first place. This is in your hands. And if you decide to use it and mold it into something as the law allows, that's your sovereign right to do. And you see the propaganda organizations coming against that to say that you can't. And they're training us. They're training us. They're training us to be victims. They're training us to submit to force. That's part and parcel of a lot of these exercises. You see it a lot in the United States with these drills in the schools for practicing the shooting. Like, they go way overboard. I don't even think the Marine Corps trains that hard for a lot of the things. Maybe people in some of the special forces in the SAS, they train like that, to have the bleeding victims, to line up all the kids, to scare the living crap out of them. It's all part of psychological warfare 101 to totally destroy your ability to think and reason and keep you on the edge and keep pushing you and pushing you and pushing you, because they're pushing you into a trap where one day it may be sprung, and then you'll be 100% certain you are in the trap and there's no getting away anymore. That's the whole reason, the whole crux, the whole causus belli of these types of things. And we have to get out of it. You just think and look at what happened in the first picture I saw. I go, this is the MK Ultraman. Look at this guy. How can he be the way he is without there being an MK Ultra? That he's severely mind controlled. And one of the big ways they do that, of course, that they never mention a lot, is the fact that they use psychotropic medications on these people. Virtually all these mass murderers and killers were on some type of thing like that. Going back to, Klebold and Harris and all those sort of people, they were all on these SSRIs and various psychiatric medicines. If they are medicines, poisons would probably be another word. Anyway, we're coming up to the break, so we'll take our red pill and see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Our Nation, the greatest nation on earth.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump eased off his threats to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, instead giving Mexico a one-year warning and threatening to first impose auto tariffs before closing the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it, just like you. You know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people. We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars.
A bill ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen is headed to President Trump's desk. The House joined the Senate in passing the bipartisan measure today, although President Trump is expected to veto it. Many U.S. lawmakers blame Saudi Arabia for the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we're here to talk a little bit about Christchurch. We were talking about psychotropic medications. A great Canadian TV show is called The Passionate Eye. It's like one of those news documentary shows on CBC, and I embedded one of their shows on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, in the video section. It's called A Prescription for Murder, and it gets into all these things. So, you know, even mainstream is talking about this sort of thing. And I remember, you know, back when they wanted to bring in the gun gulag laws, you know, a long time ago, back when we had a justice minister by the name of Alan Rock, and I mentioned to him, the issue that we have is not what's in hand. It's what's within your body. These chemicals and drugs are circulating around, causing you all sorts of trouble. And this is why people are flipping out, is because of violent got a job at Big Pharma for like $1 million a year. And he ended up going to the United Nations to carry on with some sort of, project that they have disappeared in the globalist utopia of governance. So these issues are very, very important to understand. Just what we see in our dimensional field is limited and controlled. What goes on inside of these bodies, inside of these people's bodies, circumstances is another question completely. Sybil Edmonds did a great little report on Brenton Herath as well and his travels. The man goes everywhere. You'd think that he was perhaps like the child of a very wealthy person who never goes to school, never works, just travels around the world, a bohemian. And if you remember that show, I was very young when it came out. It always seemed to be like way ahead of me. But I did watch it and, you know, try to catch up, but it was, you know, that was the only thing around. So Patrick McGoohan was the star. He was an intelligence officer in Britain. He was going to quit the company and get out. And they kidnapped him, captured him, and put him on this island where everything around him is controlled. And they try to get him to talk because they think he's been giving away classified information or that he's a threat now to the deep state. So he's held in custody. But his jacket is black. And our other chaps, Mr. Kipman, his is a lighter black with a gray trim, where the prisoner had a white trim. But it's just amazing. It's the exact cut. And what is the future of these people, right, is to have a prison island where we're all kept in an artificially induced existence by people behind the scenes, behind the curtain, controlling our every move. In that series, of course, everything's watched on camera, everyone's spied on, and all that sort of thing. And in one episode, it was just a classic one. They have the Google goggles where he's put in an artificial reality chamber and these glasses are put on him to make his mind seem to think, feel, experience, and understand an artificial reality that's planted in his brain. And, you know, this is the early 1960s that they show a version of the Google goggles. It's just absolutely amazing. And it just shows, as Joy said, that this is by design. There was a great song, not my genre, but it was called MK Ultra by the group Muse. The wavelength gently grows. Coercive notions re-evolve. A universe is trapped inside a tear. It resonates the core. Creates unnatural laws, replaces love and happiness with fear. How much deception can you take? How many lies will you create? How much longer until you break? Your mind's about to fall, and they are breaking through. They are breaking through. Now we're falling. We are losing control. Invisible to all, the mind becomes a wall. All history deleted with one stroke. How much deception can you take? How many lies will you create? How much longer until you break? Your mind's about to fall. And they are breaking through. They are breaking through. Now we're falling. We're losing control. And we take our control back. You take it back by changing channels, getting away from their propaganda. You come to Power Our Nation and you get that breath of fresh air. You hear the sounds of truth first thing in the morning by all the people who come to participate here, because that's what ultimately the game plan is to free us of our bonds, to form a form of liberation, to have a thought revolution where we challenge what's put before us, see it for what it is. Propaganda, I believe, was Joyce's word in her day, that we are made slaves by this. And this ultimate war of liberation, of revolution, will be to free our minds and see what it is. In the last outing, I talked about Jesus' logic. If it sets you free, it's the truth, because Jesus told us, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And when they talk, we're enslaved. Rights are taken away. Our money's taken away. So no matter what they say and what they back it up with, Jesus' logic says it cannot be the truth. And that's something to hold very, very dearly to your hearts when you're being challenged, so that you can discern for yourself what is true and what is false. So the Google glasses do not make your reality. Christ will make your reality. We're coming up for a break. I'll see you on the other side. I'm George Freund, host of Conspiracy-Cafe.com. Thanks for coming.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future.
Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, with you for the closing segment of Power Hour Nation. Unfortunately, we lost our guest host in the global gulag of time changes. Hopefully he wasn't picked up by Australia's thought police, because that is, pretty much, I looked at some of their laws on what is permitted, and it is just absolutely horrendous what's going on down there. People just sat idly by and let them put all these laws into place. And you can be pretty much, just taken to an Orwellian prison camp at the drop of a bad word that just isn't politically correct. Because we listened to Mr. Corsi yesterday just forwarding an email from a man named Stone, got him into the rubber room, and months of intense questioning like he was some sort of evil villain or something. He's probably one of the greatest broadcasters, and researchers and writers that we have at our disposal. It's, you know, I've always enjoyed his words, and it just boggles my mind, really, that, you know, we could see something like this come along. But, you know, why should we, you know, not expect something like that? I have a great guest online for next time. And I went to a media party in Toronto. I usually don't go to those things. And, you know, most everybody swings very far to the left, and I'm probably very far to the right. And, you know, but I guess that makes balance, really. But I sat next to a reporter, of all things, at this party, and we just hit it off. I talked to him for like 2 hours, and I'm sure the people around us felt, you know, ostracized and such like that, because, you know, it was just like we were soulmates for getting truth and news out. Like, he even worked with a lot of people with 60 Minutes as their cameraman, and he made it quite plain that they're told what to say. You want to keep your job, you say what we tell you to say, or you disappear down the memory hole and no one will ever know who you are. So they were very candid about that sort of thing. But he brought up clinical studies of a drug called DCA. And I heard about that before, so, you know, it wasn't like he was telling me something I didn't know. It was called dichloroacetate. It's been around since 1901. It's a very old drug, and it's used for, you know, rather more mundane things. But guess what? It tells cancer cells to switch off, basically self-destruct. So, you know, way back down the memory hole, there was an article out, scientists cure cancer, but no one takes notice, because they were doing research at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Canada, on this thing, but they're doing it on rats. And they found it was very, very successful, and they tested it on human cells, and it worked very, very well, too. Media turns a blind eye to it. It's kind of swept under the rug. It's forgotten. Well, here in Toronto right now, two doctors are doing clinical studies. And just like Dr. Brzezinski in Texas, as you get the patients, they've written off as dead. And they had 33 in their study. 32 were healed. They're not allowed by Big Pharma and the Medical Association to say the word cure or cured, but the cancer's gone. No side effects, no problems. They were in stage 4, and he said stage 5 cancer. He didn't realize it was a stage 5 cancer. Maybe that's when they're putting the lid on the box. But I just wonder, this is absolutely amazing now, because with the clinical studies, you can probably start prescribing this medication. And because this goes all the way around the world, there's probably other places, because this is a commonly non-patented, easily available drug. Other doctors can give you dichloroacetate in Africa or India or China or someplace else, or behind the what used to be Iron Curtain countries, perhaps, where maybe they're not burdened down by the cancer industry. So I look at that as just a, you know, a truth sets you free liberation of human health. And with all the radiation coming out of Fukushima and other carcinogens in the ground from the Monsanto company and all this other thing, there could probably be no better remedy for you than to save your life with DCA. And I'm just absolutely flabbergasted that it's gotten to that state. And he made it quite plain that the doctors who are doing the studies, they're getting the head noogie. You know, they are, you know, just short of being punished. And doctors in oncology are told that they cannot tell their patients about this remedy. You have to take the prescribed traditional poisons like radiation and chemotherapy to try to kill the cancer cell before it kills you, or both. But you can't talk about this. This is, you're not allowed to see it or know about it. And you have to suffer through the consequences of what they're going to do to you. That's just absolutely mind-boggling on my part to even think that that happens. And we all know our matriarch here, Joyce Riley, died of cancer. And anyone who's facing, you know, a life-ending disease has to have every weapon available at their disposal, or at least to have knowledge of it at their disposal so that they can survive. That is just an absolute necessity in my book. I believe it's, you know, it's a human rights violation to deprive you of alternatives to the, this big pharma industry, the cancer monopoly, because, here in Toronto and in this part of Canada, there's hundreds of millions of dollars they get for research. And all that would just go down the drain tomorrow if you could just go to the drugstore and get a simple thing. Like, I think they have to give it to you intravenously, so I think it's something you need a doctor for. But it would just put them out of business. And that can't be. It's better they let you die than put cancer out of business. So for me, it's just shocking. So my reporter is Jean-Claude Lafond, and he has his own production studio, and he was just very, very sincere on all the stuff. He interviewed all the patients, he interviewed the doctors, did it the good old-fashioned reporter's way. It was just absolutely amazing, and it's a big breath of hope and fresh air for probably one of the greatest killers on the planet Earth, next to government. And make no mistake about it, more people have been killed by government than anything else you could ever imagine. So when they come to you and say, you know, we need gun control, no, we need government control, because as I understand that great book on genocide written by a professor at the University of Hawaii, it's governments that have killed hundreds of millions of people in the 20th century. And it's there, have access to arms and all that thing. It was discussions about, you know, guns and power yesterday, but it's Chairman Mao, I believe, who came out of it. You know, power grows out of the barrel of a gun. That's why they want to take them away from the people, because they don't want people to have any power. It's only the dictator, the duce, the commissar who's supposed to have the power, and we're supposed to be basically returned to a slave, serf-like state that we can neither condone or support in any way, shape, or form. Marshall McLuhan, the great Canadian media scientist, said World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation. I'm a general. So are you. Get at it. The first revolution. Anyway, we're at the end. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it. One nation under God, the power of our nation. Good day.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.